Hello, everyone, and welcome to Traveling with Françoise, coming to you live from Long Beach, California. I have been having such a wonderful time. I arrived on Friday. It has been nonstop ever since. I'm going to tell you right off the top here. I have been on the water taxi. I have been on the passport bus that takes you around town. I've also been on a taxi, and I have walked miles and miles and miles and having such a great time because right here in Long Beach, I am a California native, and actually I was raised on the outskirts of Long Beach, and we had a boat here at Shoreline Marina for 10 years. So I know the area. I've loved the area for so long, and then when I come back like this and see how much it's changed, and it's just always beautiful. It's always been a beautiful area, but even more so now because it is such a tourist destination that Long Beach, the city of Long Beach, they have just really stepped it up for tourists, this year-round destination. So a great place for you to come, and I will tell you why all through the show. My guests will tell you why. I have such a great lineup of guests today. You're going to hear all about Long Beach. You're going to hear about the Queen Mary. You're going to hear about the Aquarium of the Pacific. We're going to talk about the neighborhoods, the restaurants, everything. Oh my gosh, there's just so much. I'm so excited. I've been having such a wonderful time here. Now, to make it very easy, and this has already been on the homepage of the website for a week, and it will continue, of course, when I put the entire page of my Long Beach trip up. The website to make your trip to Long Beach easy is simply visitlongbeach.com. Very easy, visitlongbeach.com. But I will have links for all the places I've been once I get my experience page up on travelingwithfrancoise.com. So Tyler is back in the station. We want to say hi to Tyler. Thanks for being with us, Tyler. Great job yesterday on our golf show. We also did a golf show here. Golf is a four-letter word on our sister station, Team 1010. And you can go to that website and get all the information for golfing here in Long Beach because they have a lot of it. So, again, so many things going on. Facebook, go to my Facebook page, tons of pictures, Twitter page, Instagram. I've even periscoped some live action shots, getting a lot of views on that. So I've been having fun. In fact, sometime I just had to put the phone down and say, okay, Françoise, enough is enough. Now, right here in Long Beach this very weekend, so much is happening, but when my first guest, Bob Moglen, comes on, we'll talk about that. But right now, I want to give you a little bit of information about Long Beach. The neighborhoods here include 4th Street, Belmont Shore, Bixby Knolls, Cambodia Town, Downtown, and East Anaheim. These are all the neighborhoods in the Long Beach area. Catalina Island is only an hour away by boat, and the Port of Long Beach is the United States' second busiest container port and one of the world's largest shipping ports right here in Long Beach. Now, the city maintains large oil industry with wells and underground and offshore sites here. I remember growing up, a big thing was to go up on top of Signal Hill and where all the oil rigs are. Bob's laughing because, yeah, it was just a place the kids would go hang out. All right, I'm just admitting it. We would just go hang out up there. Or we would go hang out by the airport, watch the jets, you know, take off. And my dad and I used to do that as well. So I started my golf, learning how to play golf in Long Beach. So much history here. I trained horses just right on the outskirts, so I know the area well. Long Beach also borders Orange County and the southeast edge, and downtown Long Beach is approximately 22 miles south of downtown Los Angeles, but both Long Beach and Los Angeles border each other for several miles on the southwestern portion of Long Beach. So those are just a few facts about Long Beach, just a few, and we'll learn more as the show goes on. And all the events, I cannot tell you this year-round destination what is happening here in Long Beach. Now, I am staying at the Hotel Maya, which is right down the way from the Queen Mary within walking distance. Beautiful property. I'm going to let our guest Sheila tell you more about it, but I did post a video of the room. Beautiful, spacious room. So comfortable. Balcony. I could sit out on my balcony and enjoy the harbor views and take in everything happening in Long Beach. Look across to Shoreline Village and the beautiful skyline of Long Beach. So perfect place to stay, the Hotel Maya. Definitely you want to go to their website, which is hotelmayalongbeach.com. And again, that will be all on Traveling with Françoise. Now, of course, I wasn't on KSQ TV Channel 3 yesterday because I was here, but I will be back next week. And we will be featuring Long Beach on KSQ in just a couple weeks because I want to make sure everything's up and running on the website so you can tie it all together when you go to enter your fabulous trip to Long Beach. Yes, I will be giving a trip away. Mm-hmm. So you just have to stay tuned for that. Now, today's show, as we revolve every week with the presenting sponsors, today's show is presented by Caliente Springs Resort and Golf Course in Desert Hot Springs. So their information is on the website as well. And we're also presented by Visit Long Beach, the Long Beach Visitors and Convention Bureau, or Convention and Visitors Bureau, the CVB. They were so kind to bring Traveling with Francoise out here to Long Beach to focus on Long Beach. And for those of you that remember the Travel Adventure Show, I was here at Long Beach for that. And that's how all of it started. It brought back such great memories and all these new areas in Long Beach. What I really like about the area is not only do they have all the new and the fresh and the hip and the trendy going on, they've kept these beautiful old Art Deco buildings that are just spectacular. The city didn't let them tear those buildings down. They are just gorgeous. And that's one thing I like when you go into Long Beach. You're going to get a little feel of everything, including the East Village, which Bob will be telling us about that as well. As you can tell, I am very, very excited. I am just having such a great time here. And I want everyone, when you hear the word beach, they have them here in Long Beach as well. Long Beach seems to be, in a lot of people's mind, more of an industrial area. Well, let me tell you otherwise. It is a huge tourist attraction. Cruise ships go out from here. Again, go to Catalina. So much about Long Beach is completely different than for those of you that have never been here, what you've been thinking. Definitely a tourist destination, and they love their tourists, and they love their pets. And they know how to get everyone around town very easily to have a great time, a beautiful time. All right. With all that, I am excited to have our first guest join us and talk about Long Beach, what's happening this weekend. And then at the end of the show, we'll tell you what's coming up in the future here in Long Beach. So we are going to step aside for just a moment. When we come back, Bob Moglen joins us. He is with the Long Beach Convention and Visitors Bureau. It is his job to make sure that I, as a media person, know exactly what's happening, where to go, what to see, and also show me the hidden jewels of Long Beach. So we're going to step aside. When we come back, we will talk to Bob, and we have so many things to talk about. You are listening to Traveling with Francoise, coming to you live from the Hotel Maya in downtown Long Beach, California, only a couple hours away from the Coachella Valley freeway, all the way, very easy. Okay, folks, stick around. We are on Money Radio 1200 KPSF. Again, Traveling with Francoise. We'll be right back. In Palm Desert, between San Luis Rey and Larkspur. Same delicious food, but with a new full-service bar, patio seating, a spacious dining area, plus plenty of free parking. Open daily for lunch or dinner, call Thai Smile, located on El Paseo today at 760-341-6565. That's 341-6565. See you at Thai Smile Rancho Mirage on El Paseo in Palm Desert.
Hey, this is Anthony, and I'm a guy that loves to cook. Now, if you're like me, you know that in the kitchen, you need the right tool for the right job. That's where Kitchen Kitchen comes in. Owner Jan Boydston and her staff are fun and knowledgeable, and they make it easy to find everything you need to make your time in the kitchen that much easier and enjoyable. Located in Indian Wells on the corner of Cook and Highway 111, call today at 760-773-9464 or find them on the web at kitchenkitchen.com. I'll see you there.
So this weekend's a good time to clean up around here, eh?
Yeah, good idea.
Get rid of all that old stuff we don't need anymore. We should take all our extra stuff over to Angel View.
Angel View?
Sure, Angel View Resale Stores. They'll take our donated items, sell them through their resale stores, and use the proceeds to fund programs to assist physically and mentally challenged young people.
There's an Angel View Resale Store near you, ready to accept your donated items 7 days a week. For the location nearest you, or to arrange for the pickup of larger items, call 866-670-8666. Donate to Angel View today.
At Caliente Springs, Healthy Living is calling those adults 55 and over in search of the perfect vacation home offering the best values in the valley. Caliente Springs is a gated community with spacious RV sites, vacation rentals, nearby dining, daily activities, and our natural hot waters. Located in Desert Edge near Desert Hot Springs, just minutes from Palm Springs. Call today for your free information packet at 760-329-8400 or visit us on the web at rvwell.com. That's RV. W-E-L-L.com.
Why stand in line for hours to ship a package or buy a book of stamps? Make your life easy and get all of your to-dos done in one place by going to Post and Ship in Rancho Mirage. Located in the Albertson Shopping Center on the corner of Country Club and Monterey, now under new management and offering more services to choose from. Visit Post and Ship online at postandship.com. Post and Ship in Rancho Mirage, it is that easy. Call today at 760-346-7800. That's 760-346-7800.
It's Business for Breakfast, weekdays at 8 a.m. right here on Money Radio 1200.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Traveling with Francoise. I'm coming to you live from Long Beach, California, where the views are just spectacular. The ocean's right there, the huge harbor here. And then, of course, the ocean part is just right outside this gigantic harbor. And all day long, so much boat activity going on. And the marinas are always fun to sit and just watch the boaters bring those boats in and out of the slips and see if they know what they're doing. So much, a lot of relaxing can be done in Long Beach or not. Yesterday, I was gone all day long. I was everywhere in Long Beach. And joining us now to tell us about Long Beach is Bob Moglen. He is the Director of Public Relations for the Long Beach CVB. Hey, Bob, how are you?
Hi, Francois. It's great to be here.
Well, yeah, you know, last time you were on the show was during the travel show.
Right, here. Yeah, over at our Long Beach Convention Center.
Right, the Travel and Adventure Show. And Long Beach was hopping then. I was pretty well consumed with the travel show when I was here. Now, this time I took a completely different approach, and I have been all over this beautiful city of yours. And this weekend, Bob, what is happening here in Long Beach?
Well, as you saw as we walked around downtown yesterday, we've got the Long Beach Comic Con in. So we have thousands of comic book and anime and fantasy fans. And as you saw, hundreds of them are dressed up in very authentic costumes. Mm-hmm. You got to see Spider-Man and Batman and, sword fighters and fantasy fighters. I think you taken in front of the ghost mobile from Ghostbusters.
I know, it was so much fun, and that was a surprise to me. You know of all the events, and when you live in a destination like this in Long Beach, where so much is happening all the time, oh yeah, that's going on, and it was certainly a surprise for me. I didn't realize that Comic-Con was here, and we talked to someone when we were riding on the Passport around town, which is a free shuttle. We'll talk about that in a minute, a bus that goes around Long Beach, and he was telling me that he really, really enjoyed the Comic-Con here in Long Beach better than down at the end of California there in San Diego. He said it was just not so commercialized, and the celebrities were there, and he was just really loving it.
I think the people that come to the Long Beach Comic Con, and like you said, it's a more intimate show. Mm-hmm. I think they do 15 or 20,000 people in San Diego. Ours is a more modest several thousand, 2,000 to 3,000 to 4,000 people. So it's more intimate. I think the attendees, they get to have a closer contact with the celebrities that come in to sign and to talk and to give their presentation. So it's kind of neat. But in addition to the Comic-Con, we had a bunch of other things going on. We have the original annual Lobster Fest. They had tons of lobsters that they were boiling in giant pots down there. And, and then we had the dogs. You mentioned there seemed to be a lot of dogs downtown.
Well, they were all happy dogs. Everybody was happy. Yes, there was. And I have a lot of listeners that take their pets everywhere. I have listeners that show their pets in agility shows. So, I mean, I have quite a diverse group, and they want to know where the pet-friendly cities are. And this is one of them.
And this is one of them. In fact, our Westin Hotel and several of our other hotels, including the Hotel Maya, all welcome travelers with their pets. Over at the Westin Hotel, they can provide doggy beds and all kinds of treats and things. But most of our hotels are pet-friendly. Long Beach is listed in the top 25 dog-friendly cities in Dog Fancy magazine. We have the only off-the-leash dog beach in all of L.A. County. Rosie's Dog Beach, named after a famous bulldog of one of the local animal activists here. And so this weekend we've been also having two dog festivals. There was the downtown one called Dogs of Downtown, and then they were having another dog festival down on Rosie's Dog Beach.
I have to tell you, Bob, I never saw an angry dog. There were no dogs fighting. They were all wagging their tails. So Long Beach definitely rolled out the red carpet for these guys, because every dog and pet owner, they were so happy to be here and having such a great time.
Absolutely. And, you know, many of our restaurants, especially most of the restaurants that have outdoor patios, are dog friendly. And you can actually bring your dog onto the patio with you to dine with you for, you know, breakfast, lunch, or dinner. So that's kind of unusual for a city to allow that to happen. And so it makes it very friendly. And many of those restaurants then actually have water bowls and treats for the dogs that the owners bring to them.
So we had Comic-Con, the dog festivals, the lobster festivals, of course. Then there was the big concert last night you had right down from the Hotel Maya at the Queen Mary.
Absolutely. It was Ice Cube, hot off their new movie, Straight Outta Compton. And yep. He was there with a number of other of his buddies and rappers. And so Long Beach offers something for almost every taste, every cultural taste, every musical taste. Long Beach is a vastly diverse city, both in the dining, because of our cultural diversity. You know, we have within an 8-block area downtown, we have over 130 restaurants serving cuisines from around the world. But it's whatever your pocketbook or your culinary taste desires. You can grab a hot dog off a cart, or you can sit down to an elegant Northern Italian continental dinner.
Well, and that was the problem last night, deciding where to eat.
Yes, it is. I'm not kidding. 130 restaurants.
And ended up having dinner at King's Fish House.
King's Fish House, one of the best.
Delicious. And, of course, had some ice cream at Shoreline Village.
Yep.
And the carousel is still at Shoreline Village. So now in the Shoreline area here, which we're going to consider downtown, because Long Beach reaches, it has so many fingers that reach out in different directions to Bixby Knolls and Belmont Shore and all these different areas. Belmont Shore would be south along the coastline with the gondola rides, and a completely different community here in downtown Long Beach. I remember it is where the Pike used to be. In fact, I said this on the golf show. I actually broke a tooth on one of the bumper cars in the Pike when I was a little girl. We used to always come down here for fun. My mom and dad would bring my brother and I down to walk around the beaches and go to the Pike and just have fun here in Long Beach. And now that's changed just a little bit, but it's grown. It's just becoming such a hub for tourists and shoppers and diners and people that just want to hang around by the waterways.
Absolutely. And the old Pike, everybody, you know, of an age of which I am, remembers the old Pike with the old wooden roller coaster, the Cyclone Racer, and as you said, the bumper cars, the fun houses, the shooting gallery, the Ferris wheel. Well, we've redeveloped. Over the last 15 years, the city spent over $3 billion in redeveloping the downtown into a tourist-friendly area. And so downtown, you still have the Pike at Rainbow Harbor, and it's still got dozens and dozens of very fine restaurants. It's got a vintage Ferris wheel. It's got a carousel. We've got one of the largest comedy clubs in the world, the Laugh Factory in Long Beach.
A lion last night out the door waiting for people to get in.
It's very popular. All the major comedians tend to perform there. And now a new thing going downtown is the outlets at the Pike. We are starting a very major outlet center right downtown. Already H&M Clothier has opened. They're going to have Nike, Converse, Forever 21, and about 30 other major outlets will be there available to shop right downtown. I think it's important to let people know exactly where we are. Long Beach is actually the second largest city in LA County, the seventh largest city in the whole state of California. So we're not just a little beach city.
No.
We're a big urban city, one of the only ones on the West Coast with their downtown right on the water. When you stay in one of our hotels, either here on the south side of Queensway Bay or in downtown Long Beach, you're more than likely to have a room that's going to look out over the Pacific Ocean. Just beautiful. And the waterfront, 11.5 miles of beachfront, inland waterway bays, every waterfront activity you could think of, boating, biking, swimming, kite surfing,
fishing,
water games, fishing. We have commercial fishing boats that go right out of Rainbow Harbor for day or all day sport fishing.
Yeah, and the lights here at night are spectacular. I've been posting pictures of the Long Beach shoreline. You have the city has done a remarkable job with the lighting. You just bring the city to life at night. It's incredible. And you have so much nightlife going on here. It just makes it even more inviting for people to want to go down to the marinas, Shoreline Village. I was there yesterday walking around, and I'm going to talk about the restaurants where I've been every meal has been fabulous. I'll talk about where I've been eating a lot more. I should be eating more, actually, but I want to try so many places. I'm just going to have to come back to try them all. But, Bob, not only do you have all this activity around the harbor here, the shoreline area, of course, the Catalina cruise ships go out. The cruise ships, the mega cruise ships right here, Carnival Cruise Ship has a port right down the way here.
Absolutely.
And you have the East Village, which was really, I so enjoyed walking through there. You have the downtown walking tours and the murals. Let's talk a little bit about those.
Well, the East Village Arts District is kind of a budding little art village. It's got a lot of trendy restaurants, some nice art galleries. It's got some locations where artists are actually have their living quarters over the studios. So lots of fun things go on. Every second Saturday of every month, they do the East Village Art Walk, and they close down Linden Avenue. And you literally, they have artists and exhibitions right on the street with music and different festivals. There's always something entertaining going on in Long Beach. Many of our restaurants have nightclubs with live music. La Opera has opera singers. You've got flamenco dancing at Sevilla Spanish Restaurant. But you also have Irish bands playing at the Old Dubliner Irish Pub. Just any music that you could think of is available at some point. Long Beach is very diverse in arts and culture as well. We have four distinctive museums, everything from our Long Beach Museum of Art to the Museum of Latin American Art. We have a Polynesian Museum and the University Art Museum. Plus, we also have theater companies. We have dozens and dozens of performing arts companies. We have our own municipal band, our own symphony, our own ballet company, our own opera company. And so just anything you want to see or do can be here in Long Beach.
And because of that, you don't feel like you're in a place that just is trying to, and I'm just going to say, because people know I just say things that come in my head, you're not trying to hawk to tourists. You know what I'm saying? It's not buy a t-shirt here, buy a t-shirt there. It's all the community. The locals here also are just as much a part as downtown here in the shoreline area and all over Long Beach as your tourists. They meld together. Because I could see all the locals yesterday walking around, even in the aquarium. Went to the aquarium. We're going to talk about that a little bit later in the show. But you could see there was just as many locals and the tourists just fit right in. It's just a really nice combination of everybody living together and seeing and enjoying Long Beach.
Well, it makes me feel really good that you said that, because that's something that we talk about all the time, that Long Beach, we're a combination of a big urban downtown city blended with the welcome atmosphere of a beachside community, beachfront community. And tourists who come into town, people that are traveling, they want to see what is it that people in a town do. Uh-huh. And that's what they do here in Long Beach. All of our attractions and all of our restaurants and our theater companies, you know, that's what our locals do.
Yep.
And it's there available for the tourists that are coming in to visit as well.
And I love that feel. It's a really nice feel. But you also made sure that the tourists could get around easy enough. As I said, took the water taxi across from the Hotel Maya here over to the shoreline on the other side. Then I took the passport, which is your free. We have a Buzz in Palm Springs. It's called the Buzz. Well, folks, this is exactly the same thing. And tell us the route that the passport goes.
Our passport buses are free.
Free bus.
Throughout the downtown area. And it runs a loop. So you can jump on at any point. Stay on as long as you want. Actually, it's a great free tour of the city. It stops at the Queen Mary. It stops here at Hotel Maya. It goes across to Shoreline Village. It stops at the Pike at Rainbow Harbor. And it goes up Pine Avenue past most of the restaurants to City Place, which is a shopping center up on Street, and then loops back around. So you can jump on at any point and get back to wherever you started on the bus. And it's free.
And
if you want to go outside the downtown area, then it's $1.30. But right. And that'll take you to Belmont Shore and north to the Bixby Knowles neighborhoods or any other of the neighborhoods. We have a huge outlet center called the Town Center out on the east side of Long Beach, where we have several dozen major outlets that are a major shopping center.
Well, and I know, Bob, you're going to be on later on the show towards the end of the show. We have so much more to talk about, but I want to say too, everyone that got on the passport, we all asked the driver the same thing. Does this stop here? Does this stop there? The driver was just like, yes, yes, it stops here, because we all want to make sure that it stops, and the signs are real easy to see passport. So your passport bus drivers are just like tour guides, because they are helping everybody find where they need to go. Because when you're in a new place, sometimes you get a little nervous. Where's this bus taking me? I don't want to end up in LA when I just want to ride around Long Beach. And he said, no, we stop right here. We stop right there. So Bob Moglen, thank you so much. You're going to be back on the show in a little while.
Yes, I will.
We're going to step aside for a moment. When we come back, we are going to talk about the Hotel Maya. You're going to hear about my room, about this hotel, why there's so many weddings here, and a lot more. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise right here on Money Radio 1200 KPSF. We'll be right back.
Meet your neighbors at the beautiful new Circular Bar. Indian Ridge is member-owned and...
Is the refugee crisis in Europe a security threat? On ABC's This Week, retired General John Allen, President Obama's point person in the fight against the so-called Islamic State, offering his thoughts.
I think it's a threat. We'd need to understand the totality of it, I think, before we could brand it a national security threat, but it's clearly something we should be thinking about.
Philadelphia 76ers Hall of Famer Moses Malone died of today. He was 60. This was Malone in 2001 praising teammates as he was inducted into the NBA Hall of Fame.
To me, they the player that made me what I am. Because without them, Mr. Malone would not be here.
Police in Norfolk, Virginia say they found Malone dead in a hotel room this morning after he failed to show up to play in a celebrity golf tournament there. In California, Governor Jerry Brown has declared a state of emergency in two counties that have been ravaged by massive wildfire. Thousands have been forced to evacuate in Lake and Napa counties as the Valley Fire grew to 40,000 acres overnight. I'm Chaz Henry.
Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org. Number 3030.
To the person who doesn't like to be put on the spot, we don't get why the world needs an instant answer either. Decaf or regular, will you marry me, paper or plastic, it's all just too much. That's why CarMax will appraise your car in about 30 minutes and our offer is good for a full week. No pressure to make a decision. Just walk out the door and sleep on it. Or don't. We'd never pressure you to walk or sleep, and definitely not at the same time. Way too dangerous. CarMax, the bright side of car buying.
Paint El Paseo Pink. Come and join us to support the Desert Cancer Foundation's 9th annual Paint El Paseo Pink Breast Cancer Walk on Saturday morning, October 10th. Enjoy the morning before the walk with coffee, water, and snacks. Register online or at the gardens on Friday all day or the morning of, starting at 8 a.m. Last year, we had over 1,000 walkers. Our goal this year is to exceed 1,200. With your help, we will make it. Bring your family, friends, neighbors, and join us for a walk down El Paseo for such a great cause, the cure of breast cancer. Were you aware that all monies raised by Desert Cancer Foundation stay in the desert to support our local residents? Each donated dollar pays for approximately $7 in cancer care. It's a great opportunity to give back and help support Desert Cancer Foundation. For more information, check out DesertCancerFoundation.org. Looking forward to seeing all on the 10th at the Gardens on El Paseo for Paint El Paseo Pink.
Market Wrap with Mo Ansari is your daily source for financial news and analysis. With over 30 years of trading experience, Mo shares his thoughts on the markets, answers your financial questions, and features guest experts from around the world covering a variety of investment topics. Visit MarketWrapWithMo.com for more info about the show and listen to Market Wrap with Mo Ansari.
Weekdays at 5 p.m. right here on Money Radio 1200 KPSF.
We want to hear from you. Tell us what you think on the contact page of MoneyRadio1200.com.
Look to the skies and experience a star-studded affair every evening at the Borrego Springs Resort. Surrounded by the stunning Anza Borrego State Park and less than an hour's drive from Palm Springs, the Borrego Springs Resort offers guests fine and casual dining, 27 holes of championship golf, a full-service spa to pamper your inner, outer being, and more. So quit making excuses and join me, Francoise, at the Borrego Springs Resort and, of course, Borrego Springs. To make reservations or for more information, please call 760-767 5700 or visit Borrego Springs on the web at BorregoSpringsResort.com.
Take Money Radio with you everywhere. Streaming live at MoneyRadio1200.com.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Travel with Francoise, coming to you live from Long Beach, California. Now, you all just want to know where I stay, and I can always wait to tell you. My first thing I do when I get here is take a picture of my room, take a video of the room, and the same thing with this time. You'll go to the Facebook page. I don't know if it's on Traveling with Francoise or Francoise Rhodes. You're going to have to check them all out. It's on Instagram. It's all over the place, but there is a video of my room here at the Hotel Maya. And joining us now is Sheila Malikzada.
Yeah, that's right.
All right. Welcome to the show, Sheila. Great to have you here.
Thanks for having me.
Now, you are with the Hotel Maya. What is your position here?
I am the Director of Sales and Marketing.
So you know this hotel inside and out.
Yes, I do. I'm very familiar with the lovely Maya.
Well, it's a beautiful, beautiful property. It's completely different than what people think of the, you know, the high-rise hotels. This is such unique. It has so much personality. Tell us a little bit. Describe the Hotel Maya to my listeners.
You hit the nail right there, because we are not your typical big box hotel here at Hotel Maya. We are the only boutique waterfront hotel in Long Beach, resort style. Really, we are a staycation destination for families and young couples that are just looking to unwind, not, you know, fly anywhere, just go somewhere locally. We sit right on the water. We are actually staring into downtown Long Beach. So really, you get the best of both worlds. You come to Hotel Maya, you unwind, you enjoy all 14 acres of our property. We have over 400 palm trees. And then at night, the city comes to life. You get that beautiful backdrop of the city. You see the sunrise and the sunset. It's just absolutely gorgeous.
Well, and this is really a happening. It's such a busy, because you have the amenities here. You have the beautiful pool area.
Yes, our waterfront pool.
And you have your own beach.
We have our own man-made beach, yes. Believe it or not.
And my decision was, okay, do I sit out on my wonderful balcony, which I did that as well, take pictures and enjoy everything going on around me? Okay, do I go sit on the beach area right there? Do I go to the pool? I was very conflicted. Of course, I had to eat. I had lunch at Fuego, which was delicious.
Yes.
Very popular for tourists and locals.
Yes. Fuego is a Latin-inspired restaurant, so something for everyone. As we speak right now, we have live entertainment going on during our Sunday brunch, which happens every week. Speaking of entertainment, in our pool area, we have live steel drum band in the summertime weekends. There is a bar out there where you can get a drink, get some food and snacks. Our cabanas are floating cabanas at the pool, and the story behind that is that we used to have our drinks served to the different cabanas in motorized boats, but the pirates from cabanas 1 and 2 would always steal the drinks before they made them to cabanas 4 and 5. So we stopped doing that. But needless to say, there's always something fun to do here. Our property also features over 7 fire pits that you can hang out on at night. You can roast some s'mores or just simply enjoy a cocktail and take in the view and enjoy the whole property.
Well, and folks, for those of you that are listening online, I know I have a lot of you that like to just go to the site, right, boom, there. Go to HotelMayaLongBeach.com. And, of course, this will be on Traveling with Francoise. Once the entire My Experience for Long Beach Experience page is up, so that will always be there. But again, it's HotelMayaLongBeach.com. Very simple. Now, you have the boardwalk that goes right here in front of the hotel. How many rooms here at Hotel Maya?
Sure. Hotel Maya features 199 guest rooms, and about half of them are water view rooms.
Oh, right. And they are very spacious rooms.
Yes.
I could have easily live in my room. I had the
good-sized rooms.
The little sitting area. I had my workbench all set up. I had the Wi-Fi. We have the free Wi-Fi going on, and comfortable bathroom. It has a bathtub and a shower and just nice closet, safe, a refrigerator. What more do I need? That's all I need. Sheila, I'm here.
And we're trying to convince you to stay another night.
Well, I have work at home. Okay, I'm sorry, but I'll be back. But the Hotel Maya, I noticed that you have the boardwalk right in front, so people can wander up and down, walk down to the Queen Mary if they want. There are just a lot of people jogging. And then to go to town, and this is wonderful, too, because even though you are across from Shoreline Village, you have the water taxi that docks right out here in front.
Yes. So you have a few more weeks to come visit us before the water taxi is not in service anymore for the season. The water taxi runs typically from Memorial to Labor Day, but because the weather's been so beautiful, they've extended it. And it's only $1. You can't beat that, and it'll get you right across the water. Or you can jump on the passport shuttle, which is complimentary. It stops, right in front of the hotel every 15 minutes. So, and the boardwalk is a public pathway, and you can rent beach cruisers from our concierge at the front, and you can jump on some bikes, or you can rent surreys if you have a family of toddlers. You can sit them in the front, and you can even take it over the bridge, which does have a pedestrian pathway, and that'll get you into town as well. It's a simple 15-minute walk.
Well, and I noticed, too, a lot of families here, because this is a great hotel to bring your family.
Yes.
Just because they don't have to worry about maybe the kids getting out into this mega lobby that ends out downtown in the middle of the street or something, but it's just such a beautiful space to come and stay. Now, weddings, there's several weddings here. I've been here, this will be my 2.5 days, I guess, to be realistic, and I think there's been 10 weddings. I don't know.
Yes.
Everybody's getting married, or they're proposing right out in front of my room, so it's such a lovely spot.
Yes, it's a very romantic hotel, so a lot of people come here. They fall in love. They get engaged in Fuego. They come here for their first date, so, you know, they just want to come back and get married here. They come back for their first anniversary, their second anniversary, their baby showers. So, you know, people keep coming back. They're family to us.
Well, and again, website, which is hotelmayalongbeach.com. You want to check it out. And the meeting space. This morning when I was coming in, I've been trying to take videos of inside the property, but of course there's so many people, I can't ask them to leave. You know, excuse me while I take a video. I can't do that. But I noticed when I was walking through the lobby area and into your meeting space, you have great business meeting space. In fact, you even had a meeting going on this morning. I thought, what is wrong? It is Sunday. Why aren't these people out having a great time? But they're actually probably getting their meeting all done so they could go out a little bit later.
Enjoy the rest of the day.
But you have beautiful meeting space here.
Thank you. You know, our space is not your conventional meeting space. It's very unique. You'll see a lot of lovely colors and textures. You'll see rustic wood, large leather chairs. Not only are we excited about our brand new guest rooms that were just completed, but we just built this state-of-the-art, brand new permanent structure. It's our Lagunita Pavilion, $2 million. It's all glass. It sits on the water, and it can seat up to 500 people, and it is a hit with the brides, the ethnic weddings that want, you know, lots of space, even the large corporate functions, large events. So our space is very dynamic, very unique, and one of a kind.
And also, just for those that there are some travelers that worry about parking, you have plenty of parking right here on site.
Lots of parking.
And so this is great, even if you want to just come out over and have lunch at Fuego. I think you come over here and look around the property and just check it out. It's going to make you want to stay at Hotel Maya. Now, you're year-round. I consider Long Beach year living in the area. Long Beach is definitely a year-round destination.
Absolutely. There's something to do every single month of the year. And, you know, Fuego has its own following. People come to Hotel Maya just to go to Fuego. And then, as you said, they walk around, they uncover all these beautiful hidden little areas to hang out.
And, of course, you have events happening here. I mean, every night there's been music going on somewhere here at Hotel Maya. I just went and sat outside. I walked the boardwalk, and then I would sit out in front here and move over there. And everyone just, it transforms you. You're in such a beautiful place, and you look across the harbor here and see the shoreline, the downtown Long Beach, all the lights sparkling. You want to be there. You want to be here. Just really, definitely a great location.
We are very lucky here. You come here and your stress level goes down 10 notches automatically.
And very easy to find. Once you're on the 710 freeway, your directions are very easy, and you come on over and park. And frankly, you can park the car. Is what I have not touched my car since I've been here. I've been taking every mode of transportation that Long Beach has to offer because it's at my fingertips right here from Hotel Maya.
Perfect. You do not need a car when you come to Long Beach. Plenty of ways to get around.
Mm-hmm, definitely. All right. And Hotel Maya, so we the room rooms are spectacular, and they're all very large rooms here.
Yes.
What is the size? What was the size of my room? Do you have
almost 700 square feet? They're okay. Big size rooms.
They're
yes. So
big.
Plenty of space to move around and stretch your legs. Almost like a timeshare feeling.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. I hadn't thought about that.
Yes.
And very unique. You have the colored lighting at night. That's very. It goes for the whole Long Beach. Long Beach. I love you. You should see my house. I have colored lights everywhere. So I feel right at home here in Long Beach because I'm looking around these spectacular lights, and you have the light colors on the side of that sets across when you're on the other side. Yesterday when I was on over on Shoreline Village over there, and in the evening after dinner, I looked across, and here are these beautiful lights lighting up Hotel Maya.
Yes, we have fuchsia, yellow, blue, lots of fluorescent lighting going on here at the Maya.
Well, Sheila, thank you so much for joining us today. I really appreciate it. Thank you for hosting me and traveling with Francoise. It's been quite an honor. Thank you.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
All right, folks, we're going to step aside, and Sheila actually has to get back to work. She does have a job here.
Bummer.
I know, but we're all loving her job as well. When we come back, we are going to talk to the Commodore Everett Horde. He is with the Queen Mary, so we're going to talk about that and a lot more. We have so many more great guests on this show. Such is so much fun. You are listening to Traveling with Francoise, coming to you live from Long Beach, California. Of course, go to the website, visitlongbeach.com, and we'll see everything going on in Long Beach. All right, I'll be right back.
About Money Radio, day or night, at moneyradio1200.com.
Are you looking for a dry cleaner that does more than send your clothes out? Country Club Cleaners in Palm Desert is a place to go. They offer dry cleaning, wash, press only, repairs, and alterations with the latest technology in organic dry cleaning. This environmentally safe, odorless hydrocarbon system is on site. Your clothes never leave the premises. Country Club Cleaners in the Bristol Farm Shopping Center, Country Club in Monterey and Palm Desert. Drop by or call 760-341-2129. See you there.
Don't wait until after the crime to think about home security. Help protect your family, home, or business by calling Command One Security today. Family owned and operated and serving the Coachella Valley for nearly 30 years. Command One Security. Call today and sleep easy tonight. 760-568-0052. That's 760-568-0052 or on the web at commandone.com.
The deal is in the desert at Coachella Valley Volkswagen. Shop over 200 new VWs or quality pre-owned vehicles. All with incredibly low prices and payments at Coachella Valley Volkswagen. And don't worry about your credit. Our goal is 100% credit approval. Drive a little, save a lot at Coachella Valley Volkswagen. On Barner Road, just west of Washington Street off the 10 Highway. Call 855-BUY-A-VW or click CoachellaValleyVolkswagen.com.
B. Alston's Jewelers, a full-service jewelry store. B. Alston's Jewelers, let our family take care of yours. We'll make a custom piece for a special moment and create a lasting memory. We invite you to come and see us today, a family tradition. B. Alston's Jewelers.
You'll find us at the Gardens on El Paseo in Palm Desert.
It's Business for Breakfast. Weekdays at 8 a.m. right here on Money Radio 1200.
Oh, here we go. All right, folks, welcome back to Traveling with Francoise, coming to you live from Long Beach, California, and here I'm staying at the Hotel Maya, and I've been all over this town yesterday and the day before, and it has been I'm having such a great time. Of course, as I said earlier, I grew up in this area, and I remember when the Spruce Goose was here, and the Queen Mary came in. Yeah, I'm not trying to date myself, it's just the truth. And it went in, of course, the Spruce Goose is gone. However, the Queen Mary remains. She is as regal as ever, looking beautiful over there on Friday. Oh my gosh, she just looks fantastic. Joining us now is Commodore Everett Horde of the Queen Mary. Hi.
Hello.
Well, you are looking handsome there in your uniform. Oh my gosh, I am just, am I supposed to salute? You look fabulous.
Oh no. Thank you very much.
Well, it's great to have you with us now. Commodore Everett, the Queen Mary has such a history here in Long Beach, and she has found her home, and she looks beautiful. You have been with the Queen Mary for more than 30 40 years. How did this all come about?
Well, I've loved ships since I was probably 3 years old. And by the time I turned 20, we took a trip out here from Alabama, and my dad decided to leave the Postal Service and move my mom in here, mom and I here, and I started to work there in retail. And I've sort of came up through the hawse pipe, as you would say. due to friends here in Long Beach that I worked with at the time, I was able to meet several of the last captains of the Queens and make many sojourns to England to spend time with them. Oh. And, you know, between their attention and mentoring, the ship grew in my heart in an unprecedented way. And, of course, her history at sea over 31 years in peace, war, and peace again. She was the light of the North Atlantic.
Well, yes, and had the record for the fastest crossing?
Yes, indeed. She first gained the blue ribbon for that record in 1936, and it was again taken away by the French liner Normandy, but she secured that record in August of 1938 with a crossing time of 3 days, 20 hours, and 42 minutes at a speed of about 31 and a half knots, which she held all the way until 1952. Mm.
Just amazing. Now, the Queen Mary is such a tourist attraction. Not only is it a floating hotel, a beautiful hotel, and I tell people, if you've never been on a cruise ship, go spend a couple nights on the Queen Mary because it will give you a feel of how wonderful it is to be on a luxury liner. And, of course, they've changed today. It's now they have everything from putting greens to basketball courts to you name it. But the Queen Mary, there's just something about it when you're on board that is just really phenomenal.
Well, I'm glad you've noticed that. I believe the ship has a soul. Mm-hmm. I think it's something that's left there by the 2.2 million passengers she ferried around and the men and women who sailed the ship and built the ship, and also something of the 50 million guests that have boarded the Queen Mary since she's been here in Long Beach. It's a remarkable ship, and she really does have a robust personality, if you will. And I watch literally millions of people come across that gangway throughout the years, and everyone leaves with a sense of awe. She's just that kind of a ship. Throughout her career at sea, she was known as a happy ship and probably one of the most beloved ships since Noah's Ark, if you will. Recently, a journalist crossed in Queen Mary II, and when he arrived in New York, he wrote an article, and he said, "All the way across in this remarkable ship, the Queen Mary II, I felt that I was in the shadow of a ship that's now a hotel in California."
Oh, wow. That's fantastic. Now, we talk about the hotel, and when you walk into the Queen Mary, I really want people to realize that when you go into the Queen Mary, it is so authentic. You did not gut the Queen Mary and change it to be this futuristic something that's not what the Queen Mary is. They kept the Queen Mary as, except for certain upgrades. You had to have upgrades to keep up with time because internet and all that. But the woodwork and so much is authentic in the Queen Mary.
Yes, yes. The ship is bathed in 56 different species of wood veneers that are all original, sewn from all over the world. And even six of those woods are extinct now. 37 artists contributed to the Queen Mary's decorations. And all of the artwork mostly is still in place as it was. And, of course, we look out for it very carefully. And so the metalwork in the ship, I mean, the silver bronze, the Burma bright, it's the phosphorus bronze in some of the art. It's just stunning. The ship has all of these materials drawn from the earth. So she has an authenticity that modern ships can't compare with because you simply can't build ships out of the same materials these days as you could in the 1930s.
And joining us, folks, is Commodore Everett. He has been with the Queen Mary for over 30 years. Just phenomenal. Now, how many hotel rooms are on the Queen Mary?
Right now, we have 346 rooms that we're using.
Okay, and you have the restaurants.
And we have three restaurants, a tea room, and the Queen Mary is known for her award-winning Sunday brunch, which is held in the Grand Salon, the original first-class dining room, a room of stunning magnificence. Mm-hmm. Goes through three decks with all the original art and everything. And we do quite a bit of things in the Queen Mary. We're known for our special events these days.
Yes.
We need to earn revenue in any way that we can. And there are some new things on the horizon for the Queen Mary as well. We have formed a nonprofit called the Queen Mary Heritage Foundation. And through that foundation, the areas that were prepared in the ship when it was turned into a hotel, where engine and boiler rooms once were, is going to be turned into a museum and science center, a world-class center. And we are attempting to let the Queen Mary be what she is the best these days, and that is a teacher. She's a teacher of many things. I mean, you have the core subject, science, technology, engineering, and math. Well, we've added an A for art, so we call it STEAM. And certainly that is appealing to school districts and children of all ages, but adults as well. And we are going to be working with other museums and other cities so that we will not only have a lot of our own artifacts displayed, but we will have artifacts from other places to come and be seen in the ship.
Fantastic, so, Commodore. Really, now, when do you expect this to open?
Well, that's a great question. It's in the development stages. I would imagine that it won't be up and running until 2017 or 2018 because we don't intend to go only halfway with it. We feel that we must go the whole way and not damage what we believe in by making a poor show.
Okay, I see easily 5 more years for you on the Queen Mary. You're not going anywhere. Yeah. With us, folks, is Commodore Everett of the Queen Mary. Been on the Queen Mary for 30 years. Now, right now, you have the Diana exhibit. Went through that. Beautiful. You have the model ship exhibit. Phenomenal. With the Lego ship, the Queen Mary Lego ship. You're always changing it around. And what I like about the Queen Mary, even majestic and beautiful and bring back the era, the golden era, it also is now, I noticed, attracting a lot of younger people. They want to see their interests, they're fascinated, they want to come on board and see the Queen Mary. So you're catering to all ages.
We are catering to all ages, but I want to say I personally believe that, as with the rest of the world, the future of the Queen Mary belongs to the youngsters. Mm-hmm. And that's the reason we brought in the Lego model, because that way kids can come in and build Legos and things out of Lego bricks around this 26-foot-long model constructed of 250,000 bricks, while photographs of the Queen Mary are on the walls being built in the shipyard. Some of the drafting tools that were used by Sir John Brown to design the ship all the way back in the late 20s are displayed in there, along with a riveting gun and a test propeller from a model that was drug up and down a tank 4,000 times. So truly, the ship does belong to the youngsters, and we are reaching out to them as more than ever before. And I think that it'll go a long way.
Well, you have the chill event coming up, and Bob's going to be talking about that a little bit later on in the show, where the ice sculptures and stuff. But I have to say, Halloween's coming. Your Dark Harbor's over there. Phenomenal. Going in and out of the ship. I mean, I tell you, that is the best place to go for Halloween, folks. Bar none is the Queen Mary. Really, what you guys do over there. Are you part of that? Do you even get involved with the Dark Harbors? Or?
Oh, I watch from over the side.
Oh, you are from the side, Commodore. It really is. I didn't think I was going to be frightened, but it's a fun fright. You just cannot wait what's around the corner. Of course, there have been legends that the Queen Mary's haunted in a good way as well. I was stayed there several years ago, and I had some drawers that kept opening and closing on their own. When I'd leave the room, I thought, very friendly ghosts if there are in other people. But the Queen Mary has such a mystique and such a class and such a beauty. When you sit across, when you're standing, sitting, whatever, across the way and in Long Beach, on Shoreline Village and in the area, and looking at from the hotels, you just are mesmerized when you're looking at the Queen Mary.
Yes, she has splendid lines. She is, the hull itself is a work of art. And, you know, I'd like to say this about the Queen Mary. She was created as a shuttle to weave in a loom, to weave a tapestry of goodwill between Europe and the United States. And for those 31 years in war and peace, she carried 2.2 million peacetime passengers, 810 GIs during World War II. But the 50 million that have seen the ship here in Long Beach, there was a psychic that predicted the day the ship was launched in 1934. Her name was Lady Mabel Fortescue Harrison. And she said, most of us will be gone when this takes place, including myself, but the ship named today Queen Mary will know her greatest fame and popularity when she never sails another mile or carries another fare-paying passenger. So there's something to this ship's mystique. she has something that nothing else, I believe, in the world has.
That's true. I totally agree with you, and it's just beautiful to go over there. And you have plenty of parking for visitors and just people that are coming for the day, guests, visitors, the hotel room. You said, again, 300?
346.
340. And you have a lot of the rooms have the teak and some of the old fans and just some of the old tile on the floor, which makes it – that's why people go there, because they want that feel. They want to feel the Queen Mary.
And it's very true. If you want a modern hotel, then stay at the Maya.
There you go.
But if you want something from the old world and another era, another age, then the Queen Mary is the place for you.
Well, Commodore Everett, it's been such a pleasure. I had such a great time on the Queen Mary. Folks, really easy to go to the website. It's queenmary.com. It's that simple. I'm sure you want to make your reservations in advance because you are very, very busy over there.
Yes, we are.
Yeah, all year long as well.
Year-round.
Long Beach is year-round destination. I want people to, just because the word beach is in the name, don't just equate summer and Long Beach. Think all year long. And you do some great educational programs there. Unfortunately, we don't have enough time to get into the educational programs, but you do have those on the Queen Mary all the time.
Yes, we do.
All right. Thanks again, Commodore.
My pleasure. I'm delighted to be here.
All right, folks. Well, we're going to have to step aside for our mid-show break here. We're going to hear some local and national news. And when we come back, we have some more fabulous guests. I mean, this has just been so exciting for me. Such a great show because everybody that I'm talking to, I'm fascinated by what they do. Yesterday, I went to the Aquarium of the Pacific. We're going to have Emily Yam on, who's going to tell us about the Aquarium of the Pacific. And it was really hopping there yesterday. So easy, again, to get to from the Hotel Maya. Then we're going to find out about the restaurants, the gastropubs, breweries, all sorts of things with Lauren. And then Bob comes back to talk to us a little bit more about Long Beach and a few other things that we missed. What's coming up, we don't want you to miss. All right, folks, you're listening to Traveling with Francoise right here on Money Radio 1200, live from Long Beach, California. We'll be right back.